So here's a question. Why does Seattle have the strongest economy in the country given its socialist policies? Is it because the tech industries here are left relatively free? You know, a lot of socialist trends start in Seattle. So what's the deal? And the fact is, people in Seattle are benevolent, friendly, affluent. So why is Seattle, relatively have a strong economy? Well, because it has really, really smart people working there. It has some of the most innovative companies like Microsoft and Amazon working in the neighborhood. Microsoft, at least, is not in Seattle proper. It's in Bellevue, but it's all one big metropolitan area. And as bad as Seattle is, it's not real socialism, right? I mean, the city of Seattle does not own the means of production. It doesn't. Imagine if the city of Seattle took over Amazon. How long do you think that would work? How well do you think that would work? It would be awful. And suddenly you'd have massive unemployment and Seattle would become poor. So Seattle basically leaves people free enough to produce, to create, to innovate. They tax and regulate them, relatively speaking, at the margin, not at the heart of where production happens. So maybe they regulate certain businesses, but not other businesses. For example, technology, they leave alone. They regulate housing heavily. So you pay a price. It's very expensive to live in Seattle. You have to commute a lot. The roads are really bad. So there's a price to pay in Seattle. And I guess this is the big challenge. I mean, the same is true of Silicon Valley, by the way, which is very leftist. Imagine a world in which places like Seattle were not socialist. Imagine a world where places like Seattle were capitalist or the governments believed in capitalism. I mean, you can't imagine how wonderful those places would be. Let me add that the left, with all of its problems, with all of its evil, the evil policy that it advocates, the left is more educated than the right. And that's just a fact. Just look at the numbers. The left is disproportionately represented in technology. So if you have an Amazon and you bring in engineers, you're going to get more leftist government locally because they're going to vote for that leftist government. Same in Silicon Valley, same in San Francisco. These are all places where people with a high education, people in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, are brought in, and unfortunately they bring in their leftist politics with them. And part of the reason people in STEM, people who are engineers and scientists, are leftists, is because the right is associated with religion and mysticism. And they reject religion and mysticism. And the great, great, great tragedy is that they throw the baby out with the bathwater. Together with religion and mysticism, they also abandon capitalism. The greatest tragedy in American history, the greatest tragedy in American history, is the fact that the Republican Party has made it look like religion, mysticism are on the same side as capitalism. And therefore, when mysticism and religion are rejected, people seemingly must reject capitalism. That is an unbelievable tragedy. And I blame that on the right, so that we lose the brightest, the smartest, the most productive people because they are so offended by religion, and we lose their support for potential support for capitalism as well. So I think Seattle, they're really smart people. They love science. They love technology. They're innovative. They're productive. And they're socialists. It's truly, truly tragic and horrible.